Rubber game of the series between the Tigers and Yankees in the Bronx. Masahiro Tanaka on the hill going up against Jordan Zimmermann. Over an hour rain delay at the start of this one. Eventually, they get going in the first inning. Scoreless game. Two men on for Justin Upton facing Tanaka.
And the pitch is grounded to third and fair. Over the bag at third down the left field line. Scoring is Kinsler. Rounding third to Ducey. They'll hold him. On the double over the bag at third by Justin Upton. It's a ribby double, and the Tigers take an immediate 1-0 lead. Ma took a short lead off first. The pitch is swung on and lined. There's a base hit to right center. It's cut off by Ellsbury, who couldn't find the ball. Montauk is going to round third. He's going to come home, and he's going to score. So that is a single and an error by Ellsbury, and the Tigers take a 2-0 lead. There won't be an RBI. The pitch to Didi, swung on. A high pop up in the infield. That's something. Something. That's something. And the 0-1, swung on. A high pop to shallow center. Mata comes on. He makes the catch. No advance. And there are two. Here's the 3-2 to Headley. And he struck him out swinging to end the inning. So the Yankees had second and third and no one out and didn't score.
The rains would come between the seventh and eighth inning. The pitchforks come out over a three-hour rain delay. Eventually, they'd resume.
Now, here's the 1-2 to Frazier. He struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Tigers win.
The Tigers win for the fourth time in five games as they blank the Yankees 2-0 in a game that featured 4 hours and 37 minutes worth of rain delays. Brett Gardner extends his hitting streak to 14 games in the loss. James McCann has now hit safely in 12 straight. Victor Martinez notched his 400th career double. The Yankees blanked by the Tigers. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
We're not doing the job when we're getting some opportunities to score, and that's the difference in the game. I think we had second and third, nobody out. We didn't score. We had first and third, one out, didn't score. And, you know, the pitchers are pitching extremely well. And right now we're not swinging the bat. And it's not just one guy. It's more than one guy. And we got to get it going. You know, guys can try to, you know, maybe do too much at the plate, trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark instead of, you know, just a base hit, a good at bat. And it's something we got to get better at. You know, I look at, we probably should have given up one and probably scored two or three today, and we didn't, and that's what stings.
I mean, I don't know if I'd call one run struggling. You know, he gave up the one run in the first, the earned run, and then he got, you know, two big strikeouts and another out, and then he seemed to pitch extremely well. And, again, another good performance out of him.
You know, I mean, you talk about moving Aaron down. You know, he's 1-for-4 today. You know, obviously you'd like to see more always, but it's not like we have a lot of hitters that are extremely hot to move up. I mean, that's the issue. So he's got to fight his way out of it as well as some other guys do.
Aaron Judge went 1-for-4 with two more strikeouts. He spoke to the media after the loss.
You know, I'm not too sure you'd have to ask everybody, you know, but from me personally, you know, just about just trying to get your pitch, you know, sometimes – you know, when situations like that happen, you just try to do a little too much, like you say. So, like I just said, I'm getting my pitch. I'm not capitalizing on it. And then when that happens, you get down 0-1, 0-2, and you start swinging it at their best pitch. So, just got to make an adjustment and just get ready for my pitch and don't miss it.
Masahiro Tanaka takes the loss in this one. He goes six innings, allowing two runs, one earned.
Just going back to the basics of going one pitch at a time, trying to execute all the pitches, and so as far as adjustments go, that's the only thing I did.
Up next, the Yankees begin a series in Cleveland against the Indians on Thursday.